Well, the first time it came on Facebook, I was really annoyed and really shocked. It just seemed that that'd be another blow for the people of Sligo. This unit up in the car park, in the retail car park, was serving a lot of people. And I think the real issue here is that we lost our cancer services, and we fought for that for years. But now it seems to be another blow to lose the retail park as a breast check for women of the Northwest. Now, I know there's been on about Colooney, and I know there's been on about Tubbercurry, but they always seem to have a breast check in Tubbercurry, if I'm right. But it was always accepted in Sligo that the retail park would cover the town and the counties of Sligo. So this is to me, it's a blow. And I think the reaction of people see it as another blow, that another service has been taken away from us. And that's so unfair. It's so unfair for people who, for the first time, is having an X-ray and a mammogram done, you know, that they would have to reschedule their lives and go to Tubbercurry. Now, I know Tubbercurry isn't that far away, but still at the same time, people have to make arrangements to get there.
Breastcheck says it's out of their control that they had to move from the Carrow retail park, but people obviously feel strongly that it should be maintained, you know, even if they have to go to another location. It should be one in Sligo town, is that correct?
That's correct, and I agree with the people, because people are used to going to someplace that's near them, and the fact of it going even to Colooney, it's fine, but at the same time it's going to inconvenience a lot of patients in Sligo and County Sligo.
But Lily, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but for someone who could potentially be, you know, preventing a cancer, is going out the road 10 minutes to Colooney, is that really such a big deal?
No, it's not a big deal, but I think it's the fact that the whole thing is clear, that it's been moved from where people were used to it. And even Colooney is not that far away, but at the same time, it's Sligo's losing its breast check system, and I don't think that's gone down too well. It's like if we have lost another part of our cancer services. And I think that's the way people are looking at it.
Now, Breastcheck says very strongly that they're not reducing the service in any way in the county of Sligo, but you're not convinced about that, are you?
No, because the HSC at times can change the mind at the toss of a coin. I don't know who is in charge of the HSC, and I know Mark McSherry has been on to someone high up in the HSE service, but he has got no really good information either. Declan Bree has been on about it in the county council, and yet there's a lot of business people who are willing to give a car park to the breast check. Yet Feely's on this morning. You had this filing man in over in Castle Street. There is loads of places up behind London. It's a big, huge car park that's never used. So the facilities are around, in and around that area. So the breast check could be accommodated, Claire.